Folks, if you've never been in a service of simple praise, that's what we're doing this morning. From Psalm 107, verse 2, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, right? And that's what we need to do everywhere we go 24/7. And briefly, as we close this service, I'm going to show you what that means. But one of the ways we are saying so is ministering outside in this community and throughout this world. And I thank God for Matthew and for his ministry, and Daniel and both of their ministries to our young people and to this church, as some of you went out to Joplin, Missouri for a time of mission trip. And I want you now to take, we're going to take some significant time in worship this morning, because I want you to hear from these folks. I want you to hear what happened, see their video, and just rejoice with us, because you talk about letting the redeemed of the Lord say so. Wow, they did. Brother Matthew.
Just to let you know, we're going to share from our heart written words, and then after a time, after some of us have shared what we experienced on the trip, then we're going to have a video that Katie made and put together from the pictures that we took on the mission trip. So I'm going to let this time be, if you're from the mission trip and you're sharing, you can go ahead and come on up and we'll start that sharing.
Good morning, everybody. I just want to let y'all know what the time was like when we were there. I can tell you something, it was much more than I was expecting that it was going to be. You know, I felt like the whole time as we were preparing for the mission trip, I could just see obstacles coming our way, and I could see God just the whole time defeating every obstacle that came before us. He went before us, knocking obstacles down, and encouraged us and give us strength to complete the task and to carry it on to the end and see it finished. I'm grateful to God that He gave us that strength. I also really would like to thank the church for being so supportive to us and for all your prayers, and especially for the direct mission funds. Appreciate y'all seeing that need, seeing that call, and just backing us up 100%, and we really do appreciate that. The time down there was just awesome. It was just awesome from the drive there to the way back. We met a family there the first day on the job that we went to go work, and we kind of had a few ideas solid that, you know, these are some of the things that we're going to be doing down there, and so. We met this lady. Miss Annabelle. Yeah, Miss Tina. I'm bad with names. If I met you one time, I really need to write your name down. But Miss Tina and their family were really nice, and they had been through a lot of things going on down there. Their house got imploded, and they lost a lot of stuff. They had to get their roof redone and their windows redone. And by the time we came along and met her, she still had quite a bit of mess in the basement. And she had, their family, I'm sure, had plenty to worry about and contend with, dealing with insurance and just dealing with the tragedy of what had taken place. And so for me personally, and I'm sure for the other youth and the other team members that came along, I'm sure it had to be fulfilling just to know that we could be there at her house and do work, so that she had already plenty on her plate, plenty to worry with, plenty to deal with. And we were able to come into their house and straighten up their basement, get it all cleaned up, through all the dust and all the stuff they had in there, and we threw away a lot of stuff, but made it all really neat so that the rest of the team, Matthew, Wayne, and the others, could bring all the stuff from where she had it stored in the garage. And it was just really neat to see her reaction to what we had just done as a group, to go in there and straighten out part of their lives, because part of their lives had been broken. And through God's grace and His mercy, He sent us down there, and we went down there and helped them straighten up part of their life. And remember, I'll never forget something that she told me and Matthew as we were meeting with her, and she was explaining to us all the stuff that she needed done in the basement, and we're just sitting there listening to the instructions. And she got to a stopping point, and she looked at us and said, if you're going to bail out, go ahead and bail out now. And, well, I'm pretty sure that hit us both pretty hard as we just sat there and listened to that. We assured her that we weren't going to bail out on her. You know, God didn't bail out on us. Jesus didn't bail out when he was at the cross. And we just wanted to let her know that we weren't going to bail out on her. And I'm sure, and I said, there was all kinds of things going on and maybe many disappointments going on in their life with what had just happened. But we just wanted to reassure them that we were going to be there for them that day. We weren't there to let them down. We were there to complete the task. And it was just an awesome time there, being there, seeing everything that had happened to the community, to that town. I mean, it left an unforgettable impression on my heart. But at the same time, I also saw something that I had never seen on such a wide scale, was just people rebuilding, people picking up their lives, trying to put it back together. And, you know, you had things going on where TV sets were going on, where they had the home building thing going on TV, Extreme Home Makeover, and all the hundreds of people there. But yet at the same time, there's people there in Joplin who are just little one-man crews, and they're answering the call to be there and stick it out throughout this whole time. And I just want to give a shout-out to those people. Harold, pretty nice man. You know, he answered God's call, and he's just there pouring out every day, all he's got. And whatever he's got, he's pouring it right back into the community and continuing to build there. And just want to say, man, it was some experience to be there. And if I had a chance to do it all over again, I'd do it again. Wish we could have stayed longer. And we appreciate y'all for supporting us.
Amen.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Adriana, and I am very grateful. And, oh, can you hear me? Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, okay. You can hear me now. Okay, I am very grateful to be here and to be able to share my testimony with all of you guys. Ever since I was a little girl, I dreamt of helping others. And God made it possible with this trip. So thank you, God. On this trip, I had many experiences, some of which dealt with dealing with people. I was surrounded by people, all kinds of people, all the time. I learned that they were very kind, loving. They taught me how to laugh in spite of the chaos. And they also taught me that God is great. Their faith did not go away. Instead, their faith was stronger, which made me realize that I have everything. And why turn around and blame God for things that happened to me when He's with me all the time? He's taking care of me. Things happen because I may be doing something wrong. So He's telling me, don't do that. Turn around and walk with me. It also motivated me to continue with the youth and help the youth and absorb everything that I'm exposed to here in this church, and take it outside. Go outside and teach somebody else. Tell everybody, hey, God loves you. He is a living person that, if you ask Him, He will give to you. So I ask this. Why can't we? I mean, we have everything. God has given us everything to go out there. Why can't we extend a helping hand instead of extending a hand and waiting for something to come to us? Why can't we go out there and give? Amen. I've been in this church for about a year and a few months, and I have learned a lot. I'm trying to absorb everything to change my life and to be able to give something to the community, just like God. And John, let's see, where do I have it? John something. Sorry, I forgot the verse. Where he gives, God, I think it's John 16. He gave up his son, his one and only son, for us, for our salvation. And he also... And, well, everything that I have learned has helped me understand the Great Commission that it's spoken of in Matthew 28:19-20, how we can be able to give everything up and just go and start anew and help others. Just like, I guess you talked about Mr. Mr. Howard, Daniel, he gave everything up. He gave his home, he gave everything up to go to Joplin and help everybody, help people, you know, people that he didn't even know. So I'm able to understand the Great Commission, so thank you, Lord, for that, too. And I'm still learning. I'm trying to transform my life. It's a work in progress, but I'm learning to become a better person, just like God says in Romans 12:2. Transform yourselves and do not conform yourselves to whatever people say out here. So thank you for giving me this opportunity to speak to you guys and for helping us, for making this trip possible. Thank you very much. And I hope that everybody is able to go and do something one day. Thank you.
I think we just give the invitation now. What do y'all think? Yeah. First of all, I just want to point out, when I finish, we're going to have a video that Katie made. I just want to point out the rest of the team members. It's me, Daniel, Adriana, Catalina, and Cassandra, and Mikey, and then Mr. Wayne Foster. And there were seven of us. And leading up to the last couple of weeks before we actually left, even the week before we left, I was skeptical that it would happen. It just seemed like Daniel kind of alluded to the obstacles that just kept popping up. Different things kept popping up, and I figured it was God just telling us, you know, I don't need you to go on this trip. I don't want you to go on this trip. I've got something else for you. And so I was a big skeptic. And pretty much a skeptic boils down to there's no way possible that whatever answer you give could be the right answer or best possible answer. It doesn't matter what you say. It's never going to work. And so I was pretty pessimistic about the trip, even the week before, the week prior. In fact, that morning of October 16th, the week before, we left the next week. Brother Andy came up to me and said, well, do you think you'll be able to go still? And we had some different things pop up, and I said, you know, I just don't think so. I really don't think so. And we had a prayer time scheduled, and pretty much because of me, because of my skepticism, we didn't have a prayer time, a commissioning service for our team because, you know, I didn't have the faith in God that I should have had. And even on the trip, we eventually went, of course, and we went on the trip. And on the way there, I'm thinking, you know, what can seven of us really do? There's just so much destruction. There's so much destruction. What can we do? And we got to the first lady's house. Her name was Tina. And like Daniel has already told you her story, you know, if you want to bail out, go ahead. And I'll be honest with you. When she said that, I'm thinking, yeah, might as well. And, you know, like thinking, you know, I'm serious, really. And you know, she shows us this basement that was pretty dirty and cluttered, and you'll see from the pictures, just the first set of pictures you'll see. And I remember thinking, like, really, God? We came 14 hours for this, to pick up somebody's basement? And I'm not trying to be fun. I'm trying to be serious, you know? Like, you know, I kept thinking, like, having this conversation with God, like, you really want us to do this? We came 14 hours? I came 14 hours to do this? I left my family. We drove Katie's dad's car, and Mr. Wayne drove his truck. We've got everything in plastic bags, and so it didn't get wet and things like that. You know, we spent all the church's money for gas and everything like that, and I came 14 hours to move some stuff in a basement. And I kept thinking, like, Lord, there must be something better, because, you know, Extreme Home Makeover, you might see them on TV, they had all this stuff set up. Glamorous looking stuff. I mean, lights, tents, Ty Pennington on his cell phone, you know, thousands of volunteers, literally thousands of volunteers, not just from Joplin, but from all around, coming to be on TV. And I'm thinking, man, God, there's got to be something better to do. There's got to be a better task for us to do than this little menial task of putting together a basement and getting some stuff out of a storage bin and putting some more stuff in this basement that's already cluttered. And I reluctantly, you know, when she said bailout, I was like looking at Daniel like, man, if you're ready, I'm ready. You know, let's go build something, you know, let's build something. And so I reluctantly just said, okay. And we moved the stuff back in. And she had two sons, Michael and I can't remember the other son's name, but Michael and Melvin. And they were teenage sons. But, man, they were so excited. They're about to spend it on their house. I mean, it literally transformed their lives that day of the little task that we did. And right then, God said right there, and then throughout the rest of the week, as we did other tasks, God said, it doesn't matter what you do. No job is too big. No job is too small. But whatever job you do for me, do it all for my glory. And man, that hit me like a ton of bricks. Even though here we were cleaning out a cluttered basement, it meant a lot to those two kids. It meant a lot to that family. We helped restore that family. I mean, they were broken. That family was broken. It's kind of like the story of the starfish. You might have heard this story before, but the starfish, you see jellyfish, animals get washed up on the beach. A bunch of starfish got washed up on the beach. And this older man was walking along the beach, as was his custom each morning, and saw this. And decided instead of walking past them, because he saw a lot of them were alive, instead of walking past them, he stopped. And he started picking one up and throwing it in the ocean. Picking another one up, throwing it back in the ocean. And this young guy, you know, probably someone with an attitude like me, said, you know, why are you doing that? It doesn't matter. Look at all these starfish. They're all going to die anyway. Why don't you just go on? Why don't you just leave them alone? And the older man picked up the starfish and threw it back in the sea and said, it mattered to that one. Picked another one up, threw it in the sea. It mattered to that one. So no matter what you do, no matter if you think the task is too small, know that whatever you do, God has asked you to do it for His glory. And we helped other people, Miss Ada Bell, and you'll see the stories. But I couldn't help but think that God brought us there to do what He wanted for His glory. And kind of the life verse for us for that week, I know especially for me, was 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31. Whatever you do, do it all to the glory of God. You can play the video now.
Mother Nature unleashed a wrath of fury last night in Joplin, Missouri.
Can you imagine, John? Within minutes, your life is completely destroyed. A tornado, they're saying at least an F3, ripped through Joplin, Missouri Sunday. One Red Cross worker says she thinks 75% of the town is virtually gone. And if you see any of the video, you could see how she would think that. The twister part of a line of severe weather, many, many missing, untold numbers of injuries.
In the photographs last night and this morning, it looks like something out of World War II.
The sky lost its sun and the world lost its green to lifeless brown. The chill in the wind has turned the earth hard as stone. And silent the seed lies beneath ice and snow. And my heart's heavy now, but I'm not letting go of this hope I have that tells me spring is coming. Spring is coming. Cheerio.